राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे। राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे।
राधे राधे राधे,
राधे राधे जय 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 श्री राधे। राधा रमन हरि गोविंद, गोविंद जय जय गोपाल, जय जय
गोविंद, जय जय गोपाल, जय जय
राधा रमणी गोविंद, जय जय
राधा रमणी
गोविंद, जय राधे राधे राधे, जय जय
राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे।
राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे। राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे। राधा रमण हरि गोविंद,
your mother, those who have given birth to you, a boy, so much qualified like you. So, so much thanks to her mother, his mother also. No.
Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami
I want a request Govinda Bhagat to speak some words. He has called all devotees. They have also called me from India. And that by this like of gathering, he has also taken my heart. So I am so much indebted to them all. So he should speak something. Of the plan here, we want to do here, some center also about.
Mirandasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshuran Militangjena Sri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatrudhasya Kribasindhudhyevacha पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ठ गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो।
नाउ एवरीवेयर in my tour. I'm hearing so many things that a very great war will come. All will be finished. Where to go? Where to hide? And what to do? Some are selling their property and they are seeking some lonely places where bomb cannot affect. We are hearing that Los Angeles is going to be ruined very soon. Los Angeles. And there will be no trace of Los Angeles. So many things, so many predictions are now I'm hearing here and there. All are somewhat disturbed and worried for that. But there is nothing to be worried, nothing. These problems are from beginning of the creation of this world. These are not new, at all not new. And we try to be so happy in this world without any problem. But I know that we only create all troubles and all problems. We are creator of. God is not creator. I know that nowadays all human being has been so much self-centralized and selfish. They want that we should make so big weapons and any other should not do. I should tell lie, but all should I tell truth. I should be cruel, but all should be. So, we want to be like this. Who is making all these problems? I see that they are so much rich. They have invented so many things that whole globe, world has become a very smaller thing. We can hear him from opposite side of a world, one end to another one, we can hear. We can see that President Clinton is speaking on this stage and we are hearing his voices and everything. Something, a cricket match is going on anywhere in England, between Australia and England, and all are so much interested to see it. We can fly very soon from one place to another, and we can round whole world in some hours. So whole world has become so small. But our scientists and their researches has been so much, some of course. Why? At first we have seen that there was so much love and affection between husband and wife, children, brothers and brothers, sisters and brothers, and neighbors with also neighbors. But now it has become so rare. In flat, one flat living, anyone not knowing that who is he, a death is there, and a marriage ceremony is going. A man is dying, and one man making so merry. So, there is a problem not of these things making weapon and all these things. There is a problem of that. Our real prayer, love and affection has gone away. This is the quality of heart. We have lost now. We have no sympathy for others, no love and affection for others. In Western countries, especially, the air is also affecting in India now also. No love between husband and wife. Always changing like animals. And thus, big problem comes. Why you are not solving all these things? They should sit and solve. They are solving these things. And if not solving them, more and more problems are coming. Who has made weapons so powerful? Who had? These very persons. Those who are sitting now. They have created all these things. So, there is only solution for all these things. We should have so much faith in God, so much love and affection for all, even for our keepers. Why they are slaughtering so many cows and rams, sheep, goats, fishes? Why they are doing? They are, have their paws or anything for their doing these all these things, nonsense? Why they are doing? If they are doing all, then why a reaction will not come? Surely it will come. Big wars may come. But I know that only they will be affected who are doing this nonsense. So you should not be worried. Those who are chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who have so much belief in God, they will not be affected. We know that we have come to this world for a very short time. Death is sure. Whether today or after today, after 3-4 days, after 100 years, it will must come. So why to fear from these bumps and all? It cannot touch Atma soul. Never it can. So you should be a strong belief that anything, powerful bumps, will not affect any soul. So never worry about that. We know that there had been so many times world was destroyed. Again, in a moment, new world was created. But not a single soul was affected by these things. So you should not be worried. Always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It is very powerful medicine. If you chant like this, lakhs and lakhs hydrogen and atom bombs will not affect you. Not a little. So you should not fear. Let them fear. Those who are doing all this nonsense, they will always fear. So my request is to hear Hari Katha. Like Parikshit Maharaj, he heard Hari Katha from Sukadeva Goswami. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his mercy, telling Harikatha to all. He told first in his life when he was a boy, but very intelligent, very beautiful, always so much happy. And he was at that time reading in school like Vyakaran, Hindi, English, Sanskrit grammar. And a Kesho Kashmiri came, very learned person, defeating all learned persons in the whole world, especially India. He was very learned person in Vedas, Upanishad and all things. And he could recite in moment thousands and thousands of slokes, new slokes, new. He defeated all, everywhere, in Kashi, in Mithila and so many places. And he came to, at that time, Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only his age was like 12 or 11. 12 or 13, like this. And he has opened in this very age, little age, he has opened a Sanskrit grammar school. So many boys were there. Mahaprabhu was teaching them English grammar so well. That Pandit came, announced, I want to defeat, challenge any learned person. And if anyone wants to debate with me, I've given them challenging. So no one came in front. They told that if you are such a learned person, then you should go and debate with Nimai Pandit. He is only very is, and not so much learned. Only grammar, he knows something. So he is our like disciples of disciples. So you should go and contest. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with little voice, on the side of Ganges, when sun was going to set, very good scenery was there. Sun was red and going into the river, and all river was so red, reddish. And at once, in the council of these little boys, Keshav Kashmiri, having big turban, with so many books and so many disciples, he came. He saw that so many boys, very little boys, are reading and learning something in grammar. So he sat there to watch what they are doing. All were so much honor, had so much honor for Chaitanya, this little boy. He was so beautiful and so strong personality that Keshav Kashmiri was thunder. Board, thunderstorm. Then he thought that who is that boy? Then any boy told, "Oh, you don't know. He is our Gurudev. He is our teacher, and well known in Navadvip." Then he said, "Oh, I've heard the name of this Nimai Pandit. Oh, she's very." Big personality first boy. Mahaprabhu knew that this Pandit has come to debate with me. Mahaprabhu very simply, smiling, told like in a manner of a very little disciple, very humbly he asked, "I've heard that you are a very learned person. So I want to hear some beautiful slokas that you have done." He told that I never speak what I have told before or written before. I can, in a moment I can do new, very beautiful, without any wrong thing, and very sweet I can do. What do you want to hear? He said that, "I want to hear the glory of Ganges." Oh. And in some minutes, he spoke about 100 new slokes, very ornamented style. All the boys were surprised. Oh, how learned he is. And he was looking that what their effect that I have told. So all were astonished. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Lord, I want to hear among all these slokas, any one slok, that you should tell the explain and tell what are wrong and what are
merit and demerit of this
law. Merit and demerit of this law. He told that Kesava Kashmiri has no wrong anything in his shlokas. Never anything defect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly told that, may I tell something? Some defects? And from what shlok you want? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the middle, among his shlok, from middle, one shlok he told. And he told that you should explain. He told that I have no mistake or anything. Then he told that, should I tell any mistakes, that what are mistakes? Yes, you can do. Then he was surprised that how you took one shlok among my shlok, that in a minute I told all these things. Anyone cannot remember. Then Mahaprabhu smiling told, if anyone can make so many shlok in a minute, then how, why not a person can remember all these things that you have told in a minute? Then his face was somewhat
pale.
Then Mahaprabhu, he told five demerits and five merits of this. And thus he was defeated. He could not answer anything. And his proud went on. And he went at once. The boys wanted to clap. But Mahaprabhu warned, you should not do like this. Always try to respect all. He is a respectable person. And told him that, I want that today you should take rest. And I will see you. In the night, he began to pray her, his worshipable deity, Saraswati Devi, that why you made so? Now I am not in a situation to show my face anywhere. I have defeated, but I am worried that I have been defeated only from a very
small boy,
and not so learned, only some not knowing grammar. In the dream, her worshipful deity came and told, you are so lucky. He is not a little boy. He is supreme personality of Godhead, himself, Krishna. And that is by my mercy you have seen that. So in the morning you should go and fly on his lotus feet and pray for forgiveness. And the very morning, at about 4 in the morning, went to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, waving in mercy. Mahaprabhu told, what? The fruit of learning is not to fight with anyone. The fruit of all learnings, Ved, Upanishad and all things, is to serve Krishna. So you should go at once to any good devotee and hear the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead and try to chant, remember and hear the pastimes of Krishna if you want to be happy. So at once you should go. There will be no problem at all in life. So those who want to be happy in this world is not a place of happiness. This is like a jail. Very severe. Very suffering jail. In this world, nature has made a jail this, that who will forget Krishna and his service and love and affection they will give up. This is a jail for them. So in jail, anyone never, he cannot be happy. So in this world, anyone cannot be happy. Never and never. A old age will come. So many suffering will come. So many problems we are coming. You are seeing in this world. You are suffering all. You are not suffering so much. But sufferings, who? The concept who is sitting in Birmingham now. They're so much afraid when one will attack with all these weapons. So they have so many things with them. But they want that anyone should not in this world have this. So all should fear from me, they want. So they are making program for so many long, long years, but they fail. They never can like this. No solution, nothing for all of this. So, only chanting of name. So you should go and also chant Hari name and be always happy. A person who is not chanting and remembering, especially has no faith in God, he will never be happy, cannot be happy. So we should be strong in this. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to East Bengal. He was married at that time with Lakshmi Priya. Lakshmi Priya. He went there. And he was giving so much classes, Bhagavad Path and all this. A Brahmin Tapan Mishra came and told, I want to know what is the sadhan and sadhatat.
The means and the goal.
The goal of life and how to achieve this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told one answer. There are so many kinds of goals. So many kinds of goals. For whom? Those who are not devotees. They have so many
desires,
worldly desires. So many. So, there are so many desires, they cannot be happy for. Anyway. So, there are so many goals for them. Sometimes money, sometimes fame, sometimes controlling others, sometimes having so many cars, beautiful cars, so much luxurious palaces, and so many things. Sometimes aeroplanes also. So many things. But by having these, they are never satisfied. Never. And anyone cannot be satisfied. Because we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, that should be one life of goal. One goal of life. And what that? Always chant, remember the glories of Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. And you can achieve this by association of Vaishnavas, who are truly Vaishnava, who don't want to cheat anyone. They don't want to make any problem for anyone. Always helping them. No selfishness at all. They want that all should be happy forever. They want to change the mood of all jivas from worldly desires to serve Krishna. So, we should go and serve them, and by this, especially by chanting and this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
This is a very powerful mantra. If nothing desire, worldly desire, no offenses, and you are chanting with a simple heart, then very soon we will realize these things. And love and affection for Krishna and for all will come, and then you can be happy. So in this world, this love and that mood is very rare. But all time, the devotees of Krishna God, they want to preach these things to whole world. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, and he told, what he told? You remember? What? Suna Suna Nityananda Suna Haridas. You know perhaps. To preach and beg, from door to door you should go. And beg that you should give me, I want some donation. What donation you want? I want that you should once chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare. There used to be law that what? This is a mad person. Not begging anything, money or anything. Only begging that you should chant Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is telling them that just hold.